Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, May the 8th. This is The Flip Side, your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. And our Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday, 10 MS61 certified $10 liberties for $4,100, plus you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster for 1 year, or you can go with $20 liberties, also certified MS61 for $7,880. Quick check of what went on Wall Street today. Not much. Everybody's waiting to hear what the Fed is going to say tomorrow. What are they going to say? Well, as you heard from Bob Chapman, the Fed's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. If they try to protect the dollar by raising rates, they're going to obviously exacerbate the disastrous real estate market. And if they lower rates, unfortunately, the dollar collapses. So the Dow ended up down 3 points, almost 4 points on the day at 13,309. NASDAQ reversing the trend, up almost a point at 2,571. In the metals complex, gold closed down $2.50 at $685.50, silver off 5 cents at $13.54. Platinum, little profit taking after the big run up yesterday, off $5 at $13.46. Palladium, off $7 at $3.75. Crude oil, off 4 cents at $62.22 the barrel. And the U.S. dollar index was stronger by 24 basis points today to end at 81.81. Gas prices, however, in the Valley of the Sun just continue to climb higher and higher and higher. The expensive stuff. Now, bear in mind, this is Scottsdale, Arizona, the gated community, where we pay more for everything. The expense of gas is $3.75. And yeah, quarter away from the magical $4 mark. And we're not even close to Memorial Day yet. Oh, my. Take a short break. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. to take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Take me away. It's a big story today, obviously, is the thwarted terrorist attack by six Albanians. Two of them were citizens, four of them were illegals. The only way they could be illegals, one of two ways. Either they came to America on a visa and overstayed their visa, or, more than likely, they simply walked across the border between Mexico and the United States. It is interesting to note that conservative talk show hosts have seized on this to once again try and convince you that the reason that they were caught was because of the Patriot Act. Patriot Act had nothing to do with the apprehension of these Albanian Muslims. I know they would like to think and justify the existence and their support of the Patriot Act by saying, see, there we got somebody because of the Patriot Act. No. They got busted because these guys weren't the sharpest knife in the box, and they took a video with them playing war games somewhere to a video duplicating store and getting copies made. Now, anybody that's lived in America for some time knows that this is very dangerous. We had the brouhaha many years ago. People don't do it anymore by taking their film down to a local film developer, only to discover that there were some inappropriate photographs taken, and the photo store calls the cops. People were getting busted for child pornography because they had pictures of them bathing a baby daughter in a tub. It's ridiculous. So anyway, these guys got busted as all stupid criminals do, by going to get a tape duplicated. I hope this ends the silly argument that the president often makes, that the reason we're fighting them over there is so that we don't have to fight them over here. Talking about the president, an article that appeared today in WorldNet Daily by Jerome Corsi. Headline says, Bush okays integration with the European Union. Congress never asked about new obligation. Mr. Corsi says, President Bush signed an agreement creating a permanent body that commits the United States to deeper transatlantic economic integration without ratification by the Senate as a treaty or passage by Congress as a law. The transatlantic economic integration between the U.S. and the European Union was signed April the 30th at the White House by George Bush and German Chancellor Miss Merkel and the current president of the European Council, a man by the name of José Barroso. The document acknowledges the transatlantic economy remains at the forefront of globalization, arguing that the U.S. and the European Union seek to strengthen transatlantic economic integration. The agreement establishes a new transatlantic economic council to be chaired on the U.S. side by a cabinet-level officer in the White House, and on the European side, by a member of the European Commission. Now, this may come as news to a lot of people, but this plan, my friends, has been around for a long, long time. This is a vision of Cecil John Rhodes. It's funny how all roads always, excuse the pun, how all roads lead back to Rhodes. And whenever I do this, I always delve into a little history. History is a wonderful thing. There's real history, and then there's made-up history, like the Queen was making up the history of Jamestown. As I said, it's amazing how people rewrite history. There I was watching the Queen in all her glory, rewriting history right before my very eyes, talking about how America evolved in this great melting pot, all started at Jamestown when the Indians and the English and the slaves all met together and started this big melting pot. Well, in real history, there were white English settlers who built a fort because they were afraid of the Indians, because they heard stories about the barbaric treatment the Indians gave other English settlers. And the slaves hadn't arrived for another who knows how many decades. So, yeah, always got to be careful of revisionist history. Now, I'm not saying that some of the history that I subscribe to may or may not be correct, but I will share it with you and let you make up your mind whether you can see any validity to my argument. You see, Rhodes put his vision of imperial unity to paper on June the 2nd, 1877. In his handwritten testimony, the so-called Confession of Faith, in the confession, Rhodes stated that he had concluded that his chosen calling in life was not marriage, travel, or accumulation of wealth, but to make himself useful to his country, expressing his belief in the inherent racial and cultural superiority of Anglo-Saxons. Rhodes argued that only the British should rule the world. He said, and I quote, "I contend that if we are the finest race in the world, and the more of the world we inhabit, the better it is for the human race. Just fancy those parts that are, at present, inhabited by the most despicable of human beings. With an alteration there would be in them if they brought under Anglo-Saxon influence, added to which the absorption of the greater portion of the world under our rule simply means the end of all wars. To this end, Rhodes put forward his vision of an expanded British Empire that would be achieved by the formation of a secret society. Why would we not form a secret society, said Rhodes, with but one object of the furtherance of the British Empire and the bringing of the whole uncivilized world under British rule for the recovery of the United States, for making the Anglo-Saxon race but one empire. What a dream. And yet, it is probable, it is possible. You got to understand something about Rhodes. Rhodes was really miffed that Americans defeated the British. And he, at one point, was conflicted whether to go to Africa or to come back and take back the British crown from those raggedy rebels. The secret society that Rhodes talked about would have its members in every part of the British Empire, including the schools and universities to select new members, and in the colonial legislators, where they would advocate the closer union of England and colonies to crush all disloyalty and every movement for severance of our empire. He also envisioned the secret society owning portions of the press, for the press rules the minds of the people. No kidding. Rhodes' motivation for creating his own secret society stemmed from his disappointment and contempt for Freemasonry, which he had recently joined. His disdain for the craft had been almost immediate, demonstrated at his induction banquet in June of 1877, where as a new life member for the Apollo chapter of the Masonic Order, Rhodes scandalized his brethren by casually revealing the mystic cult secrets of the 33-degree rite in his confession. Oh, yes. You know, if Rhodes was around today, he'd most probably be charged with a hate crime. Anyway, more on where this Anglo-American Union came from. We'll be back.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't need.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking about an article that appeared in WorldNet Daily today by Jerome Kersey, saying Bush okays integration with the European Union. And Mr. Kersey points out that on April the 30th, at the White House, the president signed the Transatlantic Economic Integration. And it was a signing ceremony that was done with the Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, and the President of the European Council. So the question is, where did this idea originate? And as with many things, it originated a long time ago, thanks to the founder of my country, Cecil John Rhodes. And it is all spelt out in the Confessions of Faith, which was Cecil John Rhodes's last will and testimony. And in his confession, Rhodes denigrated the Freemasons as essentially a pointless organization whose members devote themselves to what at times appears the most ridiculous and absurd rites without an object and without an end. However, this was not a blanket rejection of secret societies, as he expressed his admiration for the Jesuits, who he believed had achieved much despite their bad cause and bad leaders. Elements of Rhodes's confession were incorporated into his wills, of which 8 were produced over the years as his fortune and ambitions increased, but his health problems worsened, reminding the Colossus that his time in this world was short. His second will of 19th September 1877, for example, was produced following a heart attack he had suffered in August of that year. And although it had 2 executors, the document clarified Rhodes' essential vision of establishing a secret society devoted to the extension of British rule throughout the world, including the ultimate recovery of the United States as an integral part of the British Empire. This would culminate in consolidation of the whole empire, the inauguration of a system of colonial representation in the imperial parliament, which may tend to weld together the disjointed members of the empire, and finally, the foundation of so great a power as to hereafter render wars impossible and promote the best interests of humanity. All that remained was to bring about this desired state of affairs, and in successive wills, Rhodes continuously refined his vision of a secret society. In a letter accompanying his fourth will, written in June of 1888, Rhodes instructed Lord Nathaniel M. Rothschild, his collaborator and financier at De Beers, and to whom he originally left most of his fortune, to obtain the Constitution of the Jesuits and insert English Empire for Roman Catholic Religion, so the secret society could use the document as its charter. But Lord Rothschild, although a supporter of imperial expansion, soon proved unworthy of this task. For one, Rothschild failed to meet Rhodes' immediate demands for assistance in achieving his various schemes in Africa. This frustrated the Colossus of Africa, who had apparently believed in the great power of the Rothschild name to work the all-too-numerous miracles he had required. Lord Rothschild also seemed unable to absorb Rhodes' ultimate imperial vision. The disappointment was obvious. Rhodes was to confine to his friend Lord Ezra. In 1891, that Lord Rothschild is absolutely incapable of understanding my ideas. I have endeavored to explain them to him, but I could see from the look on his face that it made no impression, and I was simply wasting my time. The fate of Britain's richest banker was to be removed from Rhodes' subsequent wills and replaced with an anonymous trustee. Rhodes was to find a more understanding audience through his friendship with William Steed, editor of the Pall Mall Gazette and founder of the periodical Review of Reviews. Steed was an ardent supporter of imperialism, conceiving it, in Ruskin's terms, of British moral duty to the rest of the world, which he defined as the imperialism of responsibility. He was a supporter of Imperial Federation, evident in the avowed purposes of Review of Reviews of promoting the reunion of the English-speaking race. However, Steed had also been a member of the South African Committee, which was opposed to Rhodes' brutal methods of expanding British rule in Southern Africa. Well, as I always say, nothing new under the sun, my friends. Same old, same old. But at least we can identify the players. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends, to the flip side, a little revisionist history on this Tuesday, talking about this Anglo-American Union. Is it something new, or is it something old? Well, it's definitely something old. William Steed, although he opposed Rhodes' methods for expanding British rule in southern Africa, it was actually an article Steed wrote in the Pall Mall Gazette, endorsing an Anglo-American reunion that prompted Rhodes to seek him out during a visit to England in April of 1889. Their subsequent meetings was to have a profound effect on Steed, who was to put aside his previous reservations and write excitedly of his newfound admiration for Rhodes, proclaiming that he had never before met a man who, upon broad imperial matters, was so entirely of my way of thinking. Steed was also especially impressed with Rhodes's gorgeous ideas of the federation expansion and consolidation of the empire. The impact appears to have been mutual, with Rhodes giving Steed a gift of £2,000 to settle an adverse libel judgment, and promising £20,000 to promote their ideas of imperial federation through the British media. In time, Rhodes was to show his confidence in Steed by naming him a trustee in one of his wills. Steed was also to have an impact on the Anglo-American component of Rhodes's imperial vision. Carol Quigley noted in his book Tragedy and Hope that Rhodes accepted Steed's proposal to modify his vision of imperial federation to make Washington the capital of the whole organization, or allow parts of the empire to become states of the American Union. And according to Steed's own account, it was during Rhodes's visit to England in February of 1891 that the diamond magnate had finally expressed his readiness to adopt the course from which he had at first recoiled, that of securing the unity of the English-speaking race by consenting to the absorption of the British Empire in the American Union, if it could not be secured any other way. He expressed his deliberate conviction that English-speaking reunion was so great an end in of itself as to justify even the sacrifice of the distinctive features an independent existence of the British Empire. This Anglo-American arrangement thus became one of the central components of his envisioned supranational enterprise, if not obsession. Rhodes often blamed King George III for the loss of the American colonies, and once lamented to Steed that if we had not lost America, the peace of the world would have been secured for all eternity. The postscript of his will of 1893, for example, expressed his belief that the merger of Britain and the United States would take the government of the whole world, leading to the cessation of all wars and one language throughout the world. Elsewhere, Rhodes envisioned joining the British House of Commons to the United States Congress, establishing an imperial parliament that would sit for 5-year periods, alternating between London and Washington. Rhodes's vision can appear quite idealistic, even naive in its motivations. Carol Quigley contends that Rhodes's utopian scheme for world-dominating Anglo-American federation was driven not by greed or other materialistic wants, but by a sincere belief in Britain's mission to spread its culture and values worldwide for the common good. However, Rhodes also made some quite rational calculations about British power, particularly in its declining economic fortunes. He recognized that British trade was suffering due to hostile tariffs imposed by America and Europe. As he was to tell Prime Minister Gladstone, the only logical solution was the further acquisition of territory, giving Britain a domain large enough to maintain tariffs around the rest of the world. Great Britain's position depends on her trade, Rhodes argued, saying that if Britain did not take and open up the dependency of the world, which are at present devoted to barbarism, we shall shut off the world's trade. Quite simply, Rhodes did not believe that free trade in and itself would benefit Britain unless there was some political action to support it, preferably in the form of imperial expansion and consolidation. Being a free trader, he was to write to Steed, I believe that until the world comes to its senses, you should declare war with those who you are trying to boycott our manufacturers. He had been particularly taken by South African politician young Hendrik Hofmeyr's proposal, first raised in 1887, at a colonial conference of an empire-wide 2% tariff against foreign goods. The politics of the next 100 years are going to be tariffs and nothing else, Rhodes claimed while Prime Minister of the Cape Colony. In his letter to Steed, Rhodes identified the only possible solution. You might finish the tariff war by union with America and universal peace. I mean, after 100 years in a secret society organized like Loyola's founding of the Jesuits. In pursuing this course, Rhodes was in many respects one of the first true modern heirs to Adam Weishaupt, the founder of the Bavarian Illuminati, a professor of law at the university and a former Jesuit priest. Weishaupt created the Illuminati in 1776 to achieve his radical utopian goal of transforming society. He envisioned a world devoid of princes and nations in which the human race could become one family. Rhodes' similarities with Weishaupt were threefold. First, he came to the same conclusions as Weishaupt that creating his own secret society for the purpose of changing elite opinion was the only means to ensure that his goals could be achieved. Second, he was similarly unimpressed by the Freemasons and the Jesuits, yet he copied their methods, and finally, his ultimate goal was essentially the same as Weishaupt's, in that he sought to create a world order in which peace would prevail, as divisions would be overcome by global civilization, albeit an Anglo-Saxon one. There were a number of important differences between with what Rhodes saw as his influence by classical philosophers rather than by the Enlightenment theorists whom Weisskopf admired. This had made him into an ardent imperialist rather than the cosmopolitan idealist that Weisskopf clearly was. Unlike Weisskopf, a radical thinker inspired to overthrow the existing political and religious order, Rhodes only sought to expand and preserve what he regarded as an absolute pinnacle of human civilization, the British Empire. Furthermore, Weisskopf was an academic of limited means, whose only hope of realizing his vision was to use the Illuminati to try to infiltrate existing centers of power and sway elite opinion. His ambitious endeavor met with some success, but ultimately ran afoul of the Bavarian authorities, culminating in his exile and banning by the Illuminati. Rhodes, in contrast, with a controlling stake in Southern Africa's diamond monopoly, 2 terms as Prime Minister of the Cape Colony and fettered by Britain's establishment, had at his disposal enormous financial and political resources and, as such, ample opportunity to act on his ideas without fear of persecution by the state, because, especially in Southern Africa, he was the state. So, my friends, this signing that took place a week and a half ago by the President, the economic integration of the United States and the European Union, is an idea as old as Cecil John Rhodes himself. It is part and parcel of the plan. And as Jerome Kersey points out in his article, which, by the way, there's a link to it on republictradinggroup.com, the Transatlantic Economic Council was tasked with creating a regulatory convergence between the United States and the European Union on some 40 different public policy areas, including intellectual property rights, developing security standards for international trade, getting the U.S. general accepted accounting practices recognized in Europe, developing innovative and technology in health industries, implementing radio frequency identification technology, developing a science-based plan on bio-based products, and establishing a regular dialogue to address obstacles to this investment. At a joint press conference, Bush thanked the 2 other leaders for signing the Transatlantic Economic Integration Plan, commenting that, and we quote, "It is a recognition that the closer the United States and the European Union become, the better off our people will be." According to the European Union spokesman, he said the Transatlantic Economic Council is meant to be a permanent body with senior people on both sides of the Atlantic. No kidding. Yeah, Rhodes' vision. 5 years, the world's controlled from Washington, and 5 years, it's controlled from Great Britain. As World Net Daily has reported, Secretary of Commerce Carlos Gutierrez repeatedly has pushed for North American integration, much as the April 30th agreement proposes closer U.S.-EU integration. Mexico's ambassador to the U.N., has called for a North American Union to be created in the next 8 years. But the Bush administration's push for the North American integration is facing increasing opposition within Congress. For instance, Representative Goody, Republican from Virginia, has introduced a House concurrent Resolution 40, which opposes the administration's security and prosperity partnership, blocks a NAFTA superhighway system, and expresses opposition to the U.S. entry into the North American Union with Mexico and Canada. And Phyllis Schlafly of the Eagle Forum has led an increasing number of state legislators proposing resolutions opposing the North American Union. So, my friends, there you have it in a nutshell. That's what we can look forward to. How are they going to implement this grand scheme, this grand plan? Well, you're not going to introduce grand schemes or grand plans when there's no crisis. You've got to create a crisis before people will accept stuff. I mean, hello, how many times have we gone down this path? Do you think, if it was not for September the 11th, that the Patriot Act would ever have seen the light of day? For goodness sake, all we got to do is go back to 1996 to the Oklahoma City bombing and realize that Clinton had the Patriot Act ready to fly at that point in time, but there was great opposition to it from the Republicans. And the reason for it, it was just a small domestic terrorist incident that blew up the Oklahoma, the federal building in Oklahoma. It wasn't a national crisis. We weren't dealing with America being attacked by Islamo-fascist killers, murderers, and all the rest of it. You see, you got to have a crisis of epic proportion. Then people will agree to anything. And so, lo and behold, isn't it a coinkydink that they had the Patriot Act ready to fly within 2 weeks of September the 11th, a document that's thousands of pages long? Do you think people actually were sitting around writing this thing up after September the 11th? No. It was already there to fly. They just needed a crisis. It's amazing. When you have a crisis, people will agree to anything. Oh, please protect me. And so, how are they going to pass this one, you ask yourself? Well, we're going to have to have a crisis. Well, what kind of crisis could we have? Well, I'd say an economic crisis. And I would say an economic crisis of epic proportion that people will gladly accept anything that they offered. If the dollar goes down to zero, just think about it. Just think how precarious we are at this point in time. If the dollar were to collapse, do you think it would be hard to convince the generally dumb public that in order to resurrect some sort of economic stability, that we need to integrate Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and also obviously deal with that little pesky problem of a Federal Reserve note? By the way, we've got this other new one right here. It's new, spanking clean, and it has no debt. It's called the Amero. And everybody will go, yay, we are saved. Yeah, no, we ain't saved. We just go into different forms of bondage. You see, people will accept bondage for a little bit of peace. And it's amazing what people will accept. I mean, when you look at different people around the world, what levels of taxation they accept, all for a promise of security, which there's no promise of security. It's like the myth about when someone is breaking in your door, dial 911. Sure, that'll help you. Oh, yeah, they'll come running to your rescue. They'll be right there at the nick of time, just like the cavalry coming over the hill. I don't think so. But people will buy into this. This is how they're going to implement this plan. There will be, and there's, look, we've spoken about this many times. We've discussed it with Bob Chapman. And David Tice from PrudentBear.com, I think we'll face economic crisis within months. Now that should get your attention, if nothing else. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Look what you've done for me. Your blood has set me free. Jesus, my Lord. Look what you've done for me.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday. Almost said Friday. Why am I thinking it's Friday already? That's scary. It's only Tuesday. Must be all this hard work I'm doing. The Bob Chapman special for Tuesday, 10 MS61, $10 Liberty, certified PCGS or NGC. For $4,100, includes a shipping and a year's subscription to the International Forecaster. Or if you want to go with the $20 gold pieces, also certified MS-61, different, and all these will be, as best as we can, different dates. Those will run $7,880. In other words, the $10 Liberty, certified $10 Liberties are $410, and the certified $20 Liberties are $788. And just so you get a reference point with the certified $10 Liberties, if you got just a raw $10 Liberty, you would be paying the same price as a half-ounce bullion coin, which is sitting at $379. So you can see by getting a certified mint state 61, you are paying roughly roughly $30 more for a certified coin. And bear in mind, to get a coin certified runs about $25. So all in all, the $10 Liberties in Mint State 61 condition are a great buy, as are the $20 Liberties. And a reminder that by supporting Republic Trading Group, you are supporting Republic Broadcasting Network, because Republic Trading Group was set up as a financing mechanism for Republic Broadcasting. Of course, we feel that we have a mission, and that is getting the word out to as many people as possible. And when you see how the media has treated someone who is trying to get the message out, all you got to do is look at how the mainstream media, the so-called elitists that Cecil John Rhodes talked about, and how they blacked out Ron Paul. It is amazing. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Yahoo now is the latest one to pretty much drop Ron Paul from all consideration. Yeah, by even the most biased standard that you can find, Ron Paul won that debate hands down. But the conservatives, talk show hosts, all they wanted to talk about was not the substance, not that there was much of the only substance was what Ron Paul gave, but their whole argument about the last debate wasn't about the substance, but rather about the host, Chris Matthews, because they hate Chris Matthews. And he's a liberal.
Oh, why is a liberal doing this?
But we can see them by their actions, my friends. We can see them by their actions. Anyway, trust you have a great evening. And we'll do this all over again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona,